Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We'll see more funding. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by the Big Screen Store. There's still enough ice around out there to cause a few school systems to delay today. From the WMAL Storm Center, these school systems opening 2 hours late. In Virginia, Fairfax and Loudoun counties. In Maryland, Carroll and Frederick counties all opening 2 hours late today. President Trump unveils a federal budget today that he says puts America first. The $1.15 trillion spending plan includes a $54 billion boost for the Pentagon, paid for by cuts from 18 other agencies, including deep cuts in EPA, agriculture, labor, and State Department spending. At the EPA alone, more than 3,200 positions would be cut. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney told reporters, "You can't drain the swamp and leave all the people in it." Among other things, the budget would start spinning off air traffic control to a private vendor and eliminate all funding to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. President Trump took a few hours out of the swamp to rally supporters in Nashville last night.
We are going to reduce your taxes. Big league.
The president felt the need to get out of Washington Wednesday night. It was a campaign-style rally in Nashville. The topics varied, but it was largely designed to promote the faltering attempts to repeal and, more importantly, replace Obamacare.
We want Americans to be able to purchase the health insurance plans they want, not the plans forced on them by our government.
Mr. Trump's push is aimed at wavering Republicans, some of whom want fewer people to lose coverage, while on the other end, they want a simple repeal to let the marketplace take over. Bob Costantini, The White House.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's on his first official trip to Asia shortly after landing at his first stop in Japan. Tillerson offered this message to the people of North Korea.
North Korea and its people need not fear the United States or their neighbors in the region who seek only to live in peace with North Korea. With this in mind, the United States calls on North Korea to abandon its nuclear and ballistic missile programs and refrain from any further provocations.
Tillerson will go on now to China and South Korea. The Maryland legislative session is winding down, but Governor Larry Hogan's not happy with the bills proposed regarding paid sick leave.
If either of these job-killing bills reaches my desk, they are dead on arrival.
Governor Hogan says he's upset legislation he proposed hasn't moved out of committee while the Senate pushed another one through,
which would hurt hundreds of small businesses and would likely cost us thousands of jobs. This bill and another one in the House are not compromised common sense bills.
Both sides have until April 10th to come to an agreement. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
More than a year after three people were killed in a crash near Walt Whitman High School in Bethesda, lawmakers, including Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner, are waiting for the state to take action.
This is the second time lawmakers have contacted Maryland State Highway, asking the administration to designate the intersection of River Road and Braeburn Parkway as a school zone.
Designate it as a school zone, and then we can lower the speed, because that terrible accident that took place was a function of somebody going almost 100 miles an hour.
Berliner says they first contacted State Highway in early October. Later that month, the administration said engineers would look into it and get back to them, but they haven't. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,950, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, the Wizards drop their second straight to the Mavericks at the Verizon Center. USC and UC Davis advance in the NCAAs. George Washington wins, George Mason loses in the College Basketball Invitational. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Stay current anytime, anywhere. Get the WMAL app and stay connected.
Here's the way it works.
Okay. In breaking news, the inside story, plus traffic and weather with the WMAL app.
Amazing stuff.
Available now anywhere you download.
It happens just once a year, and it's big. The big screen stores big. Once a year, close out, blow out. Save big on every Samsung big screen TV. How big? How about up to $3,000 on Samsung end of model year big screen 4K UHD TVs? Save big on every last overstock and floor sample model. We're closing them all out. The big screen stores big. Close out, blow out is a once a year event. But as always, we double the length of your TV warranty free. And our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time with our legendary expert service and installation second to none. If you've been waiting for the perfect time to buy your new big screen, this is it. Don't miss the big screen store's big once a year closeout blowout. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, as you push out of Silver Spring, very slow. Crews at the scene now. The crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue. Coming around those curves, trying to confine it all to the shoulder. So patience as you head through that stretch. 270 southbound, early accident had been cleared out of the travel lanes between Route 80, Urbana, and 109. Nonetheless, we have the volume there now that we're in the rush hour with the earlier activity on the shoulder. It was emergency road work, according to crews that have done the double check heading in toward town. If you're heading up toward, say, Navy Yard and passing Nationals Park, inbound South Capitol Street, right before you get to the stadium at Potomac Avenue, one lane getting by the emergency work crews, not only coming off the Douglas Bridge, but off of the Suitland Parkway. Big time delays to get into town. You might want to try 295 to the 11th Street Bridge to the freeway for now. That is definitely a much better option. Metro Rail delays on the Red Line. They have signal problems outside of the Silver Spring Station. Delays each direction. Update sponsored by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Contact Parker Pierce Service Experts today and buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds with sunshine through today. A breeze out of the west-northwest will make a 43 feel colder. 28 tonight, suburbs colder. Friday, St. Patrick's Day, increasing clouds, 51. Then a chance of showers Friday night into early Saturday. I'm Ray Stidging, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 25 in Chantilly, 21 in Olney, 27 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Parker Pierce Service Experts. Just who is the federal judge who blocked the latest presidential travel ban? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us later on the show at 7:05, Erin Robinson. She's the manager of Humane Rescue Alliance. She's going to tell us about their Blue Collar Cats program. At 7:35, our friend Tom Fitton from Judicial Watch will join us. He and his organization are suing to get the records of that infamous tarmac meeting. At 8:05, Charlie Gasparino from the Fox Business Channel and Byron York with the Washington Examiner will be joining us at 8:35. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days when the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
What stresses you out in the world today? What is the thing that happens in your life that gives you the most stress? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I ask the question because there's an interesting study that comes out of the UK that lists what are the things that go on in everyday life and life as you live it that actually end up causing you the most stress. People were asked to rank a whole list of things, and you might be surprised where things fall on this list. lost. For example, if you lose your cell phone, and who among us hasn't lost or misplaced our cell phone, mm-hmm. at least temporarily, that apparently is a very stressful thing. It ranks right up there very close to a stress of a potential terrorist attack.
Oh, come on.
And by the way, that one is very close to another one, one that probably many people are experiencing within the sound of my voice at this very moment. Apparently, people get really stressed out by commuter delays. So I want to know, what is it that really stresses you out? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. And if you got a tip for how you cope with it, I'd like to know that as well. The list is, as you might expect, at the top of the list are things that I think we all can agree would be very stressful things to happen in your life. Number one is the death of a spouse. Of course, that would be very stressful. Number two, imprisonment. Number three, that you would have a catastrophic flood or fire that would destroy your home and your belongings. Number four, that you would have a serious illness. Number five, surprisingly high on the list, being fired from a job. That's very high, very stressful.
Yeah.
Separation and divorce is six. Number seven, this one is a modern problem, identity theft. If you get your identity stolen, that's a problem. It is a very stressful thing to go through. Let's see. How about a new job? That's number nine. Planning a wedding is number 11. A lot of people planning weddings, apparently. That's a very stressful thing in your life. 11, the arrival of the first child. And as I said, 12 is the daily commute. 13 is the threat of a terrorist attack. 14th is losing your cell phone.
I love that Brexit made the list.
It was a UK study.
I know, but still, really? That's stressful? So, out of all the other things in your life, Brexit is stressful?
It is if you live in the UK, perhaps.
I guess.
Let me ask you, what stresses you out? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I'll tell you what it is for me, and it's not on this list. And maybe it's a personal thing, but what stresses me out more than anything on the planet, it drives me crazy, is the feeling of being late. I hate that feeling. That's why I'm always everywhere 10 minutes early generally. And if I start to be even a few minutes late, it really stresses me out. I always feel like when you're late, it's sort of like one of the rudest things that you could do to another human being. Because basically, unless it's beyond your control, things that just completely are beyond your control, what you're saying when you're late is, you know, my time is more important than your time. And I think that's one of the rudest things that one person can do to another, is to waste another person's time. So that being late and being behind schedule drives me guano crazy and just stresses me out to the nth degree. All these other things, I guess, are things that, you know, they always have said you should rate, you know, where you are on the stress level, how many of these things are happening in your life right now, and then they have a little test that you take to rate the stress mm-hmm. that you've gone through. And so things can cause you real stress. And of course, here's the other thing: stress does kill you. It will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, to come to terms with the stress is, of course, perhaps one of the most important things you can do. But what makes you more stressful than anything else? And how do you rate this list? and would you panic if your cell phone disappeared?
I
certainly would. Yeah.
How many people, I know people who will go home, turn around, go home and get their cell phone if they're on their way to work and they've left their cell phone at home. They will turn around, go home, get their cell phone, and be late to work rather than arrive at work without their cell phone. Now, I'm not that person. If I leave my cell phone home, I left my cell phone home. I'm just not that person. I refuse to be that connected to my phone. I refuse.
I would turn around and go back, because I actually, when I leave the house and I realize, oh my gosh, I have this little thing I do. I pat my left butt cheek, there's the wallet. Right butt cheek, there's the phone. Okay, I can leave the house now. But if I do get out of the house and I find that I don't have my phone, I almost always turn around and go back if I can. If I'm not too far gone, if I'm not, you know, miles and miles and miles away from the house, I will go back.
Yeah,
because I just feel naked without it. It's so much an integral part of our lives these days.
Yeah, I refuse to allow it to become that integral in my life. I refuse. The one thing that stresses me out is when other people's lack of planning inconveniences me.
Mm.
That annoys me to no end, because I'm a planner. I think ahead. I try to anticipate problems. And because you don't, it then becomes my problem. Mm-hmm. That will send me right over the edge.
I agree. Kenny in Centerville, start us off this morning. What are the things that make you stressed out?
Well, I guess waiting in the queue and listening to you give my answer is pretty stressful. Reaching for my wallet and it's not there.
Oh, that is the worst.
That is. If you don't know where you left it, there's that panic. Oh, my God.
Where? Because you got your credit cards, you got your driver's license, you know, so much of it's in many ways, you look at the wallet and the cell phone, and they're very much alike in that there's so much personal data in both of those things that you're going to, you know. Oh, man, I got to cancel all these credit cards. I got to get them reissued. I got to go get a new driver's license. Yeah. I mean, you know the pain that you're about to go through when you've lost your wallet. But to some degree, we carry that information in our cell phone as well in many ways. And so losing your cell phone is just as stressful. I think those two are very, very much connected. Thank you for that call. Chris in Annapolis, what do you say? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What stresses you out?
Traffic.
Yeah, well.
And I think it's more of knowing that I'm going to get on the road. I'm going to deal with some idiot who either is driving real slow in the fast lane or pulls out real fast in front of you and then slows down and goes super slow. So I just know that someone's going to hold me up, and I'm getting stressed out about it.
All right, are you a yeller? Do you yell at the traffic?
I've used a couple choice words from time to time.
I swear like a sailor in traffic.
But here's
I can make men blush.
Here's the question. Does that make you feel better? Does that relieve the stress?
It has to, because, like when my daughter's in the car with me, I have to bite my tongue, and that stresses me out. So it's tough.
Really quickly, can you leave your cell phone at home and not go back for it when you realize you've lost it?
It depends on how far down the road I get.
So you can't. You'll go back and get it.
Yeah,
I will go back if there's a point of no return, and then that will be a stressful day, too.
That will be a very stressful
day.
That's
so funny.
All right, listen, more of your calls coming up in just a moment. What stresses you out? There's a new list out, and you may be surprised, you know, where things fall on the list of things that stress you out. I want to know what makes you stressful and how you deal with it. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is now 6:15.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the 5s. Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic stress you out? How is that possible?
All right. This is what's
stressing. Can you imagine how stressful it is then to be a traffic reporter? I mean, my goodness.
That's what stresses me out. This one's a tough one. Getting into town, it's emergency road work. Crews are inbound on South Capitol Street right as you approach on Nats Park. So inbound South Capitol Street at Potomac Avenue with one lane getting by, so plan ahead, because not only is it slow to get through there, but it's backed us up coming off the Douglas Bridge and continuous now off of the Suitland Parkway, almost back to Route 5 Branch Avenue. So you might want to think about this Branch Avenue. You can then take Pennsylvania Avenue into town, 295 over the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway, head toward the Navy Yard, your destination. But again, inbound South Capitol Street, a mess because of this emergency road work. On the top side of the Beltway, they finally confined everything to the shoulder of the crash, heading through Silver Spring toward Bethesda. Outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue, but still a lot to check out. So right as you come off of I-95 for those big delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, sunny to partly cloudy with a high of 43. The winds will be about 15 to 25 miles an hour. So they're calming down. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 28, winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. And then tomorrow, sunshine in the morning, but then the clouds roll in during the afternoon with a high of 51 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 26 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
You gotta get a Ford, gotta get it at Ted Britt Ford.
That's why all Ford buyers come to Ted Britt.
Shop us online at TedBritt.com.
Ted Britt Ford. You gotta get a Ford. Gotta get it at Ted Britt. Ted Britt Ford.
I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
That's right. And what stresses you out right now and how do you get over it? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. We asked because there's a new poll. It's a survey that was done of some 2,000 people. And admittedly, this was the UK, not the United States.
And they're different.
And Brexit did make the list for them. But I think these are universal truths about the things that stress you out in life and cause the most stress. Money problems was number 8. A new job was number nine. I mean, that's stressful.
I get it. I got a new job. I see where that could be stressful.
Yeah, that's stressful.
I got it.
So, you know, what is it that stresses you out? 1-888-630-9625. And then specifically, the thing about the cell phone is very interesting. That most people say losing your cell phone is more stressful than the daily concern that there might be a terrorist attack. Or that you're... And that one is superseded by you know, traffic and issues in traffic. So yeah. What drives you over the edge, and how do you deal with it? Chris in Rockville, you're on with Brian and Mary this morning. Hello, Chris.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Really just 270. My commute is Peachy County, Maryland, all the way to Falling Waters, West Virginia. That's my commute every day. 270 is my only problem.
Yeah, so...
And then...
Go ahead.
My job.
So basically, all of your waking hours are what stress you out.
Well, not the job, just my... company, for lack of better terms, that I work for.
Right.
Isn't it so true? Like, I look at things during my day and I think, you know, I would not have to be dealing with this right now if it weren't for other people.
Yeah.
If it weren't for other people, my life, the day would be going swimmingly if it weren't for other people.
Yeah, I know. People, they just mess up everything, don't they? He's right about I-270. And I've said this before.
Thanks, Chris.
One person has a bad day on I-270, and 150,000 people are going to suffer.
Which brings me back to my original point. People.
People are the problem.
Yeah. See, that should be number one on the list. People are the problem.
I think this list is... go ahead, I'm sorry.
How about, in this current political climate, speaking with someone who is just unreasonable when it comes to politics, like they are so stressed out because it bothers them. Like Brexit bothers the Brits.
Right.
A lot of people here are stressed out because Donald Trump is president. They're losing their minds.
They're not just stressed out.
They are absolutely batty about it. And they start in on a conversation, and you're like, ugh, I really don't want to go here. Here we go. And there's, you can't get out of it. And they start, and everything in your being tries to prevent you from going, oh my God. And you try not to get in the conversation, and you just can't have that because they're irrational. They're being driven by emotion and not facts.
Right.
So having those political conversations with people, and I think that probably would make the list here.
In the United States, I think you're
probably
right.
A little bit higher up.
Right.
I would hope higher up than the cell phone thing, because again, I think leaving your cell phone at home should not be a super stressful thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that would be high up on the list here because it is just maddening. And I know people who go out of their way now. I just go out of my way. There are certain people in social situations that I know I'm going to have to see. And I map out the room like it is one of the killing fields. You know, I map out the room like, okay, there's a grenade over there. There's a grenade there. There's a grenade there. And they're between me and the bar. So I somehow have to navigate this room to get to the bar without dealing with any one of these people.
Yeah.
And that's phenomenally stressful. So again, people.
People.
We're back to people being phenomenally stressful. All right, we've got more coming up. It is 6:22 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Alexandria or Thursday in Frederick. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
If you're really serious about home security, keep your family safe, listen up, you know. Here's something you need to know. As the weather gets warmer, and, you know, the first day of spring is next Monday, the weather will be getting warmer again, as it has been. One of the things that police will tell you is when the weather gets warmer, there is more crime. You think things can't happen to you, but they can. Make sure your home, your family, your precious stuff is protected with Ackerman Security Systems. Ackerman's $19.95 per month monitoring includes burglary, fire, and medical alert monitoring. Best of all, about half the price of the other guys. A guaranteed response time, and that's what counts when seconds matter. Switching over is easy. It can literally cost you nothing. They can use your existing equipment and have you on the Ackerman security system in a matter of moments. And if you like bells and whistles and all the latest technology, they've got exactly what you need. Ackerman Security has the most advanced security technology, video, what's going on at your home when you're not there, smart door locks, thermostats, all from a touch of a button on on your smartphone, tablet, and or laptop. So get protected and save. And for WMAL listeners, a limited time offer. Call Ackerman right now. You'll get 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070. Online at AckermanSecurity.com.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Has weight always been a struggle for you? Are you tired of trying different diets, but always left feeling hungry? Have you considered bariatric surgery? Announcing V-Block Therapy for Weight Loss. As the first FDA-approved device for safe and effective weight loss in almost a decade, V-Block allows patients to control hunger on their terms. With an outpatient procedure, you can receive a first-of-its-kind device that blocks hunger, helping you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. Are you a veteran of the armed forces? You may receive V-Block Therapy at little to no cost. Call now to learn about this life-changing therapy. Call 877-256-2555. Or visit blockhunger.com. Call 877-256-2517. That's 877-256-2517. Or blockhunger.com. V-Block is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. And Metro Rail commuters, a little extra time. Red line because of the earlier signal problems outside of Silver Spring. Now, Metro officials tell me they've resolved that, but residual delays. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, on the roads we go. Coming off the 95, jammed to head around into Silver Spring. The crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue on the right shoulder, but you're still seeing all that activity. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, start to back up near 210. Suitland Parkway, what's going on there? Well, it's emergency road work well ahead as you cross the Douglas Bridge on South Capitol Street in front of Nats Park with one lane getting by, avoiding if you can. So if you're in these backups on Suitland Parkway, I would bail. Think about your alternates getting into town. You can do Pennsylvania Avenue, 295 11th Street Bridge. Update is sponsored by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance covered comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll come back with a west breeze. Temperatures now getting milder, and that wind may actually pick up a little bit this afternoon. But sunshine and a few clouds, about 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it is 26 degrees at 627 on WMAL. We're Washington comes to talk. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And we're talking about things that stress you out, you know, and I mentioned that that I get stressed out by, you know, time issues, you know, being late or the perception that you're behind schedule.
Yeah.
That really bothers me.
Pete sent us a note and says, do you want to know what stresses me out? Dense people. People so dense that common sense, logic, and simple instructions confound them. Mm. It is hard. I've always maintained for being able to tattoo stupid people. You know, it's a big S on the forehead. It would make life, think of how much easier life would be.
I need to be careful because this is a stupid person.
Right. Like, I'm not getting in that person's line in the grocery store.
Well, yeah.
You know, if that's the cashier,
And that's one where I've had to really develop a sense of patience about it because I have come to understand that not all people have the same gifts in life. And and some people, you know, just.
Well, because we're perfect.
Well, of course we are. We're on the radio.
It is 628 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth. All in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day. Saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologist will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Sign Now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign Now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign Now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps. And you can even integrate Sign Now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code RADIO to start your free trial.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Coming up on WMAL, Donald Trump's budget, the full budget, will be released today, but we have some previews for you about what is probably going to be cut and what is most likely to see a boost under the new budget. It is 6:30 and WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews, and we start with breaking news this morning from Maryland, where a second federal judge has weighed in on President Trump's revised travel ban.
A second federal judge, this one now in Maryland, has blocked the president's new travel ban, specifically Section 2 of the new order, which barred foreign nationals from six Muslim-majority countries from coming to the United States.
Correspondent Laura Jarrett, President Trump told a political rally in Nashville last night his administration will go to the Supreme Court.
I will not stop fighting for the safety of you and your families, believe me. Not today, not ever.
U.S. District Court Judge Derek Watson says Hawaii, where the appeal originated, is likely to succeed in proving the ban amounts to religious discrimination. As the court battle continues there, the president turns his attention to his first budget today, one he says puts America first. The $1.15 trillion budget includes a $54 billion boost in Pentagon spending and increases for Veteran Affairs and Homeland Security. All of that would be paid for with deep cuts to the EPA, agriculture, labor, and State Department spending. The spending plan includes more than $4 billion over 2 years to build a border wall and eliminate spending to clean up the Chesapeake Bay, among other things. Prince George's County Executive Rush Earnbakers presented his own budget, one that looks pretty sunny thanks to revenue from the new MGM casino and rising property values that outpace the rest of the region. Baker's budget includes teacher raises and spending for hundreds of police officers and firefighters, all without raising the property tax rate. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,950, the NASDAQ at 5,900. In sports, the Wizards drop their second straight, falling to the Mavericks at Verizon Center. USC and UC Davis advance in the NCAA tournament. George Washington wins, George Mason loses in the college basketball Invitational. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger, and now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting in relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hey, Pam.
Whoa, what?
It's your wallet.
I finally cracked up.
Nah, you just need a vacation. And thanks to Allegiant, we can afford it.
Listen to your wallet and visit Allegiant.com. Book a flight nonstop from Baltimore to Destin-Fort Walton Beach, one way for as low as $78. Save even more when you book flights, rental cars, hotels, and attractions. Must be purchased by 3/29/2017 for travel between 5/31/2017 and 9/2/2017. Seats and dates are limited. Restrictions apply. See Allegiant.com for details.
When is the last time your rugs had a deep-down professional clean? For more than 60 years, Hadid is a name you can trust. Right now, for every 2 rugs cleaned, you get a 3rd rug cleaned free, including free pickup and delivery. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Struggling getting in through town. It's emergency work crews inbound on South Capitol Street at Potomac Avenue. That's right as you come up toward Nats Park. If you're coming inbound on South Capitol Street, jammed on the Douglas Bridge. And with that barely moving, it's backed us up off of Suitland Parkway as well. So plan accordingly. Extra time needed for your alternates to get you into town. Pennsylvania Avenue, that still works. And on the 11th Street Bridge onto the freeway westbound side, that's still at a nice, decent pace for now. Now, the top side of the Maryland Beltway, initial crash, outer loop after George Avenue to the right shoulder. Now one right in the same area, right as you come up to the scene of the incident, second lane from the left, jam solid off of 95. So we're struggling. Top side of the Beltway, south of the Beltway, east-west highway. Some folks use that as an alternate. So far, that's nice and quiet. 270, volume through Urbana and 109. And again, slowly through Gaithersburg, building those delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll come back with a west breeze. Temperatures now getting milder, and that wind may actually pick up a little bit this afternoon. We'll have sunshine and a few clouds, about 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 24 in Woodbridge, 23 in Waldorf, 26 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mall. Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It is 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to Aaron Robinson with the Humane Rescue Alliance about an interesting idea that will save feral cats. For cat lovers everywhere, 735 Tom Fenton with Judicial Watch. He is now seeking information and documents from the government regarding that much talked about meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch during the election. And we'll talk to Tom Fenton at 735. 805 Charlie Gasparino, the Fed raised rates yesterday. Byron York with the Washington Examiner at 835. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
And good morning, Brian. It is 6:38. Donald Trump's budget will be revealed today. The outline will be unveiled later today. And some are calling it more of a broad political statement than a detailed plan for spending and taxation. But we do know some details that have been leaked out, some bits and pieces here and there. For instance, we know that his budget looks like it's going to slash the EPA and the State Department by 31%. A lot of people very upset on the left about the EPA's budget being slashed. State Department spending a similar amount as well. Now, we all know, we've all heard defense spending will be boosted by about $54 billion. That's a lot of money. But as we've talked about on the show before, our military isn't necessarily ready for any kind of big event. I think you said it was like 1 in 10, Brian, 1 in 10 units combat ready. You can't have that. And we know that there are planes and ships that are in need of repair that are just sitting because we don't have the parts, we don't have the mechanics. Also, and that's not how you run a military. So Donald Trump wants to increase the spending for that. One of the big things that Mitt Romney brought about, that has been brought about by Republicans over the years, is slashing the funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Now, they fund PBS and NPR. NPR gets less than 1% of its revenue from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and PBS gets less than 7% of its revenue. But it's $445 million a year. So why not? 888-630-9625. Is it time to force PBS and NPR to make it on their own? I enjoy shows on PBS. Was not a big PBS watcher until Downton Abbey came along.
Yep.
And then we never missed Downton Abbey. We also then started watching Mr. Selfridge. And now we're watching Victoria.
Right.
So there are shows on PBS that we do watch on a regular basis. But I don't donate a dime to PBS. They have a cash cow in Sesame Street and Big Bird and all that. So that brings in millions, if not millions and millions of dollars, because it's international. There are versions of Sesame Street everywhere. And I know it's not just Sesame Street, like I said, Downton Abbey, but they made tons of money off Downton Abbey. So it can be done. And again, less than 7% of their budget comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, so it's not that big of a deal. Remember when Mitt Romney did it? He's going to kill Big Bird. He was going to kill Big Bird. Big Bird's going to survive. Less than 7%, and maybe some of the people, the higher ups at PBS, need to take a salary cut.
Yeah,
you know, I believe the last numbers available, I would think, are 2011, and the president is a woman at making over $500,000 a year. That's a lot of money.
Yep.
So that can be cut. But are you okay? Is it time to force PBS and NPR to make it on their own? Sell advertising. If you don't want to sell advertising, then ask for donations and survive on that, however they choose to do it. But I don't have a problem with our tax dollars not going to fund specific television and radio shows. I don't have a problem.
Well, if it's NPR, if it's true, as NPR claims it is, that they only get 1% from federal taxpayers, then that should be no issue.
Right.
So just cut it.
Yep.
Done. Finished. That's the end of that.
Yep.
As for PBS, which is a different thing, and they apparently get 7%.
Yes.
Look, I can tell you right now, I don't know of any household in America that if you went to them and said, I'm sorry, but you have to cut your budget by 7%, they couldn't find a way to do it. Most Americans could do that.
We'd have to.
And I listen, I don't think it's the job of the government to be funding things like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I also do not believe it is the job of the government to fund the National Endowment for the Arts.
That's another one.
And that's on this list that the president would like to see cut. I don't believe that the American taxpayer should be asked to fund the National Endowment for the Humanities. You may choose to do that in your private giving, but I don't think it ought to be a requirement to do that. Listen, just one thing I need to say here. This $54 billion for defense, I think that's a big number. And if you get it by cutting 20% out of ag, labor, and state, as apparently this budget will propose to do, and 30% from the EPA, maybe that's fine. It is important to note, though, that presidential budgets are notional.
Right.
Budgets are decided by the people on Capitol Hill. This is only the president's marker of where he would like to go with things. And it'll be interesting to see how far this goes, given the fact we do have a Republican House and a Republican Senate. Will they follow the president's guidance? sideline, or is it just the president's preferences that he's putting down on paper?
I can't believe you want to kill NPR.
I do.
All right, we will take your calls coming up. 888-630-9625. Is it time to force PBS, NPR, the arts, all these things to make it on their own? It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you had your home previously listed and it didn't sell, then here's why it's so important to call my friends and realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The fact is, Sarah and Debbie's homes are more likely to sell and will not sit. One huge reason why is that Sarah and Debbie have over 5,500 ready buyers in their database looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie Reynolds sell homes three times faster and net their sellers nearly 6% more money on average. Sarah and Debbie are so confident your home will sell that if your home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. Guaranteed. Sarah and Debbie sold Ronald's home in less than 3 weeks after it was on the market with another agent for 9 months. Don't just hire any realtor to negotiate your equity with painful listing times. No. Call the Reynolds Team. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has hit 21,000. Does that make you excited or worried? Hi, Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show, right here every weekend. 21K on the Dow has gotten lots of media attention, but it's pretty irrelevant to you and your financial goals. The stock market does its thing, and no matter what it does, you still have to get kids and grandkids through college, prepare for your own retirement, and care for aging parents. So you should be focusing on your goals, and that's why you should call us at Edelman Financial Services. For 30 years, we've provided straightforward, common sense financial and investment advice to people just like you. Let us help you achieve your goals. We have 6 offices in the Maryland suburbs and Northern Virginia, and an Edelman Financial Planner is ready to help you. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
6:45, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, often in the traffic reports, I'll tell you when a crash is on the shoulder. So one, you know your lanes are open, but two, that is a distraction. So you always need to watch in areas where there's an accident. Now we had the outer loop crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue on the shoulder. And right where that accident is, we have very serious, looks like a two-car crash render there. And two lanes are blocked now again. So not one, but two accidents, outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. And I'm looking at delays out of Calverton as you come off of I-95. Randolph Road, north of the Beltway, that always works as an option for an alternate. And south of the Beltway, use East-West Highway. Inner loop side, no worries. Coming off of 270 and over to College Park. Big trouble spot into town is the emergency work crews. Inbound South Capitol Street at Potomac Avenue. That's right near Nats Park. Huge delays coming off of the Douglas Bridge, Suitland Parkway. So still, better option is Route 4 as you work into town. You can take that. That could work for you over the Sousa Bridge, save you a little bit of extra time. No problems. Virginia coming in from the west, 95, 395. Of course, the volume building. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A few clouds with sunshine through today. A breeze out of the west-northwest will make a 43 feel colder. 28 tonight, suburbs colder. Friday, St. Patrick's Day, increasing clouds, 51. Then a chance of showers Friday night into early Saturday. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 27 degrees at 647.
Get rid of hard water scale that blocks nozzles and coats your home's pipework. A GSA-tested solution. Go to ScalePreventionUSA.com. No water wasted, no backwash cycle, no salt. You save money on electricity. ScalePreventionUSA.com. ScalePreventionUSA.com.
It is 6:48. I am Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson. And we want to know, is it time to force PBS and NPR to make it on their own? Rumors are that Donald Trump's budget will have a cut to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, $445 million a year. That's what they get. He wants to, allegedly, we'll find out more details today, cut it down to zero. Lynn in Hyattsville, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I believe that President Trump should cut everything from PBS. After all, it's the public broadcasting conversation. And the public should be supporting it, not the government. And I really admire the president for not being the, you know, the politician. He is trying to better our country. He is trying to make us more prosperous and safer. And we don't need things going to public broadcasting.
Yeah, and you know the cries are going to be the same thing they did to Mitt Romney. Oh, you're killing Big Bird. And wait till he cuts, as you said, Brian, the National Endowment for the Arts. I can't believe art is so important. We have no appreciation for these things.
I'm okay with Big Bird, but, you know, if they could do something about that very irritating Grover, I would be very happy.
Grover is, like, the most adorable character ever.
Yeah, he's irritating.
All right, fine. Pia says a lot about you right there. Just says a lot about you. Peter in Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Mary. Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I listen to NPR every day, and basically I listen to it to get the other side of the story. It is so dishonest. It's constant, and it drives me crazy. I usually drive back into work from appointments, and I'm usually elevated, and my coworkers hate it. They say, "You've been listening to NPR, have you?" And I say, "Yeah."
don't do it, Peter. Don't do it. It's not good for your health.
Well, I mean, I want to hear. It makes me laugh sometimes, but most of the time, it just makes me so irritated. But aside from that, the funding is primarily coming from foundations, corporations, and supposedly the public. But the issue there is these foundations are all insanely liberal. The corporations are all funded by federal contracts. So really, the majority of their money is coming from either liberal or federal sources.
In a backdoor way, I think you make a good point, yeah.
Yeah, but if those corporations choose to do that with their money, if those organizations choose to do that with their money, I'm not as against it as opposed to the government writing them a check with my tax dollars. If I choose not to give to those entities, then that's my choice. So I feel a little bit better about it, but Peter makes a fantastic point and a sad one. It makes me sad. It is 6:50 on WMAL.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
Three of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, She'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321321.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's John Lesher at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, John.
Good morning. The futures are rising ahead of a new day on Wall Street. With the long-awaited Federal Reserve interest rate decision out of the way, Wall Street now turns back to economic data. Reports are due today on first-time claims for jobless benefits, job openings, housing starts, and building permits and mortgage rates. President Trump says his administration will restart a review of federal requirements governing the fuel efficiency of new cars and trucks. Trump is also predicting the U.S. will make thousands and thousands of additional cars this year. Tesla wants to raise over $1 billion to reduce risks from ramping up to produce the $35,000 Model 3 electric car starting in July. And Google is launching new software to give parents more control over what their kids watch online. The Family Link app is for Android devices. A version for iOS devices is not yet available. John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
When you have sleep apnea, traveling can be a real drag because you have to drag your big, bulky home CPAP device with you everywhere you go. But not anymore. Now you can travel easily and sleep comfortably anywhere thanks to Transcend, the world's very first mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. So call now, 1-800-400-1841. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so incredibly small and light, you can easily fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't delay. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-400-1841. Again, that's 1-800-400-1841.
6:55, now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Busy morning, Maryland Beltway. The second crash, outer loop between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue, now over to the shoulder again, so be very careful getting through there. Big delays coming out of Calverton off of 95. Also puts the pressure on 29 just to merge onto that outer loop, just crawling traffic through that stretch. Now let's get you to the Wilson Bridge before St. Barnabas Road is where you're hitting those delays. Heading down to the Beltway, DC 295, normally don't have a southbound delay, but you do this morning, so a little extra time. Had a vehicle that struck an overhead sign, at least one lane blocked, southbound 295 prior to getting to the Beltway. Northbound, you're checking it out. Suitland Parkway, huge backups to get into town over the Douglas Bridge at a crawl. Emergency road work, the culprit right near Knapp's Park. One lane gets by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Numbers will stay a little bit below average over the next few days. Have to get into the mid-50s. I think we get there by the weekend. A few clouds with sunshine. Cold start today, especially with a west breeze and a chilly finish with that breeze, 43. Upper 20s tonight. Suburbs will be colder. Clouds increase tomorrow, 51. Rain showers tomorrow night and morning showers on Saturday. Saturday's highs in the upper 50s. I'm Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMEL.
Currently in our nation's capital, it's 27 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL.
This is Larry O'Connor. If you have dental fear like me, do what I did. Contact the great dentist at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
It is now 6:56 on WMAL. Today was the day that the president's immigration executive order was supposed to go into effect. This is the new revised one that was crafted to meet the concerns of the judge out in Seattle and the wacky Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Well, hours before it was set to take place, a judge in Hawaii put a temporary hold on the implementation of that executive order, meaning that it's on hold and there's going to be hearings. And then, you may have heard in our newscast a short while ago, a federal judge in Maryland this morning has also blocked the 90-day ban on the immigration of citizens of six countries from this executive order that had come from Donald Trump and his administration. Was supposed to go into effect, as I said, at midnight last night. So, or I guess midnight tonight. So here's the situation. It's now on hold. They're going to have to argue this one more time. And I looked around this morning, as I often do when you know, legal matters. I'm not a lawyer. I just play one on the radio from time to time. And I turn to real lawyers who know constitutional issues. And one that always seems to me to speak eminently common sense, and a man who I think has a track record of being right a lot of the time when it comes to things like this, is Jonathan Turley. And Jonathan Turley has said that, you know, look, this is going to be it's going to be drawn out for a little bit longer. But he believes ultimately that the president's executive order is constitutional and will meet constitutional scrutiny, and it will go to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will rule in the administration's favor. I actually believe he's actually right about that. You know, national security and immigration matters have long always been the purview of the executive branch, and there's nothing in this that suggests that this is unusual from things that have been done in the past, and he expects that this matter, as it is currently crafted, will be the vehicle that goes to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will rule in the favor of the Trump administration.
This is all politics, and just saying, but the judge in Hawaii was a classmate of President Obama's
you
in
don't
law
say.
School, and President Obama just happens to be vacationing in Hawaii
you
right now. Just
say.
Saying, I'm just it's just
How
a coincidence. What a coinkydink!
It's got to be total coincidence.
I'm sure it is. And the judge in Hawaii, Brian, what was his reasoning? You know, for saying that that this had to be stopped? What was his reason?
According to those who have been studying this matter, apparently he just thought it was not all that different from the previous one, and he was actually not looking at the law, but looking at statements that had been made by people from the Trump administration.
Yeah, so it didn't have anything to do with the law then, which I find
apparently
odd. He didn't say it was unconstitutional.
No,
he didn't say it was illegal.
He just, I don't like it.
Oh, well,
basically, that's it.
A lot of things I don't like. It is 6:59 coming up on WMAL.
We will talk to Aaron Robinson. I'm sorry, we'll talk to Aaron Robinson from the Humane Rescue Alliance about that. And we'll have other stuff as well.
Yeah, Tom Fitton will be joining us from Judicial Watch to discuss